This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
Happy Monday and happy holidays. Mario Lopez here, kicking off another week of festive fun as we continue the countdown to Christmas. Courtney's got a random question for us. Plus, Brian Baumgartner from The Office is going to zoom in a little later to talk chili recipes. A bit of buzz to get into, and just a few songs away from Solo Maradueña joining us to talk Cobra Kai. So turn it up. You're on with Mario Lopez. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from Cobra Kai, actor Solo Maradueña. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mario, for having me. I appreciate it. This is funny. I've done these interviews with you at like milestones in my life. So I feel like this every time I meet back with you, I'm like, okay, this means something is happening in my life.
I tell you what, I'm so proud of you. I've been cheering you on from the sidelines. So I'd like to think I'm a bit of a good luck charm for you every time we speak.
Yes, exactly.
Right here. But no, man, last time we spoke, you're right. The shows just continue to blow up. I love it. You've been doing a great, great job. And the martial arts skills are definitely going next level. How's that treating you?
Hey, man, you're one to talk about martial arts skills, okay? I saw I've seen you in the I've seen you in the ring on the mat. I think if we introduced Mario Lopez to the Karate Kid universe, I think it might be a little hard, but the karate and the martial arts aspect is one of the most fun parts, obviously, of getting to film the show and being able to, you know, it's funny at this point, it feels less like karate and more like MMA.
Yeah.
Just on the street. At first it felt fairly traditional. It felt like grassroots karate in terms of stances and punches and moves and whatnot. And now, because the fights aren't happening in the dojos anymore, they're happening in the schools and the streets of
right.
the valley. I honestly like that a bit more. It adds a more realistic, I guess, as 20, 16 year olds punching each other. It makes it feel a little bit more gritty.
Yeah, no, it looks very, very cool. And I know a lot of time is consumed to learn it because of the choreography and getting into it. So it's great, man. Good for you. All right, we got to take a little break, but I got more with Solo Maradueña coming up.
Happy holidays from the entire On With Mario fam. More festive fun coming up.
Mario Lopez here, hanging out with Solo Maradueña from Cobra Kai. Season 5 is out now. For those who may not be familiar, where do things pick up from regarding your character?
You know, so one of the things that was highlighted about Miguel for the first, you know, 4 years is this sense of Johnny Lawrence, right? Billy Zabka. He is the father figure that Miguel never really had growing up. And I think that's where their bond really has its strengths. And it has that codependency where Johnny's been trying to, you know, take care of a kid his whole, you know, since he's been a father, and he's kind of found faults with that. And I've been trying to find a father. And now I think we've reached the end of the line with that. So he embarks on this journey to Mexico to find his father. And that's kind of where we start off in the season. And then I think once he returns from that trip, that's kind of when the rest of the dominoes will fall into place.
All right, well, Cobra Kai, available on Netflix. Hold on, Solo. Let's play some more music. Mario Lopez here. Got actress Solo Maradueña on Zoom with me. And I didn't realize you also had a podcast, Lone Lobos.
Lone Lobos, that's right.
What are you talking about on
that? Grammatically incorrect, but yeah. funny in its concept. I have a podcast with my co-host, Jacob Bertrand. He is also on Cobra Kai. He's the dude with the mohawk.
Yeah.
You can't miss him. And it's like a current events podcast.
Okay.
We love talking about the news. And I think it really gives the audience a chance to learn about us without knowing every intimate detail about our lives. You know, it's not so much an anecdotal podcast and where we're telling our lives or talking about, you know, where we come from or what have you. There's a bit of that, but it's mainly, you know, current events, things happening in the world. And we love to do like advice on people will submit their problems and we give our
you give your takes.
We give our hot takes.
I'm gonna have to check out Lone Lobos right there. I like it. Little play on Lone Wolves, good for you. All right, let's play some music. Yo, I'm Mario Lopez, hanging out on Zoom with Solo Maradueña, who was just cast as the new DC superhero Blue Beetle. Now, I'm not that familiar with this particular character. What does Blue Beetle do, or what can he do?
So Blue Beetle, I would say, in powers and in, you know, aesthetically, is similar to that of Iron Man in that he has a... it's an attachment, a scarab, in Blue Beetle's case, that attaches to his back and deploys a suit, an alien suit, over his body. It's
oh, dope.
Super, super cool. and then his hands, he's also, you know, known for being able to fly, and his hands can transform into tons of different weapons, swords, like blasters. There's these, you know, kind of staples, for lack of a better word, that are like clamps that,
yeah,
you know,
oh wow!
But he's a really cool superhero, and you know we just got wrapped up finishing, we just finished up the movie a month or so ago. We'll go into some reshoots and stuff like that. But this is I truly feel like when you hear the word diversity or buzzwords, you know, floating around, and I think that this movie really does capture the truth of what it means to be not only Latino but a person of color as well. And on every level, on camera work, the writing, the directing, the acting. I mean, we have a fellow Lopez, George Lopez is in the movie as well. So we're keeping it
real.
Everyone's Latino. I love it.
I love it, man. Again, I'm so happy and proud of you right there. When is the movie expected to be released?
It's expected to be released August of next year.
Cannot wait. But hey, we got to take a break. I'm going to wrap it up with Solo Maradueña in a moment.
Happy holidays to you and yours. This is On with Mario Lopez. We'll be right back.
Mario Lopez here, wrapping things up with Solo Maradueña from Cobra Kai. So as busy as you are, does that throw a monkey wrench into the social life? You got anyone special or what's up?
You know, I've had the really blessed opportunity of kind of having not only Cobra Kai, but this Blue Beetle thing happen over quarantine, you know, when obviously we were on YouTube Premium for those first couple years on Cobra Kai. And it felt like we had a really intimate cult fan base. Heading to Netflix was a whole different ball game. Right. But that happened at the height of the pandemic. Two falls ago.
Right.
When everyone was forced to stay inside, it was like the perfect timing. You know, I have facial hair, glasses, long hair, earrings. Like, I don't look the same as I do in the show. So I've been really fortunate to kind of still live this, you know, quote unquote, incognito life.
Right. Weren't able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's perfect. It's funny. I mean,
so you're having fun.
I wouldn't say it hurts the social life. It at least right now, who knows?
Yeah. No, hey, continue to have fun, Flair. Take it slow.
Yes.
Congrats on everything. And listen, check out Season 5, Cobra Kai, out now on Netflix. Solo, thanks for taking the time, brother.
Thank you, bro.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here, getting closer and closer to kick off the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball Tour. Great lineup this year, too.
It's Dua Lipa, Lizzo, Charlie Puth. If you can't make it to a show in your town, we've got the live stream coming on December 9th. So get the lineup and all the info at onwithmario.com.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Put on your thinking caps. It's time for Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
So Ashton Kutcher, I love these stories, says he was drunk the first time he said, "I love you," to Mila Kunis. Mm. Would you love me if I was a worm? Do you remember the first time you said, I love you to me?
I do remember the first time because it kind of took me a minute, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I was moving here and you still hadn't said it. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, but that was a trial, wasn't it? It was going to be a trial basis.
That was a trial basis.
Yeah, but come on. You love me or not, you want me to move across the country and give up my job?
Well,
that's like...
He paid your rent.
Here's the deal.
Half.
Here's the deal. I could have pulled the Ashton Kutcher move and said it when I was drunk, because if you didn't get it, that's kind of like... It's a little weak move. I'm sorry, because you got to be straight sober and take it like a man to see, because you can get away when you're drunk and then, oh, they don't say anything. And then you feel a little comfortable.
I was joking.
You have liquid courage. I was living at Paseo Redondo. Mm-hmm. You were with me. We were in the bedroom. Up there. You remember that? No.
We was in the bed. It was like February 1st, too, I think.
You remember the date? Dang, I don't remember the date. Did you say I love you back?
Hey, you better put that in your calendar right now.
I'm sure I did. Does that mean I get a gift?
No, it's not one of your holidays.
You get a gift.
You get a gift.
Happy holidays from the entire On With Mario fam. More festive fun coming up.
So many great holiday movies and specials over the next few weeks. Mario Lopez here. And if you're like me, you don't want to miss anything. So hit up allmario.com for our complete holiday movie guide. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Universal giving the green light to a biopic about Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yeah.
It's the first production from Death Row Pictures. No star attached yet, but the screenwriter co-wrote both Black Panther movies.
I'm very excited about this one.
Listen, Snoop has done a masterful job keeping himself relevant since the early 90s. It's hard to do that as a musical artist, especially a rapper. So good for him. All right, more music now. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get to your tweets and comments. What'd you find today, honey? This is always my favorite.
This is from at Nova Tinfoil TV. And they said, would Fred Astaire be able to compete with all of today's TikTok dancers? I could see him going on America's Best Dance Crew and Mario Lopez telling him, sorry, dog, you're not going to Hollywood.
You know, Nova Tinfoil TV, Fred Astaire was incredibly talented. I'm sure he would have adjusted to the times, and I think he'd be killing the TikTok game. By the way, we should bring back tap dancing. The way Fred Astaire used to soft shoe right there.
Aren't you doing that in your new holiday movie?
That's why he wants to bring it back.
That was a little, it's called a tease.
I know.
Thanks a lot, honey. Why he wants to bring it back.
I was trying to set up the promote of the movie.
Yes, but that was the snarky. That's why he wants to
bring
it back.
But I'm in it, so watch it.
Stepping into the holidays this holiday season on something.
That's
Lifetime.
Right.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. iHeartRadio app has the hookup when it comes to Christmas playlists. The music has been nonstop around the house.
It so has, but there's so many different stations. We haven't heard the same thing twice yet. I suggest the station called iHeart Christmas Rock.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Today's guest should be zooming in any moment. It's Brian Baumgartner, a.k.a. Kevin from The Office. He's leaning into one of his most famous scenes and has written a book full of chili recipes. We're going to turn up the heat after a few more songs. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me on Zoom, actor, podcaster, author, my man Brian Baumgartner. Welcome back, Brian. How you doing?
What's up, Mario? I am amazing. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, my friend. Last time we saw each other, we were cooking some chili on my show, Hollywood. I saw you in action. Congratulations on the new book. Seriously Good Chili Cookbook, 177 of the best recipes in the world. I did not know it was possible to have that many different recipes with chili. How'd you put the research in for the book?
Let me say that. First of all, I didn't either initially. I mean, I thought, what do you mean recipes? It's how hot and spicy
right.
is it, right?
Yeah.
They said they wanted 100. And I was like, this is going to be tough, 100 different recipes. And then we started doing research and found, you know, there's green chili verde.
Yeah.
One of the favorite, I judged at the World Championship Chili Cook-Off last year. My favorite was a thing I never even thought it was chili, but it was a smoked chicken, white bean chili delicious, ooh, spicy, still tasted like chili, but a totally, just a totally different flavor profile. It was like awesome. So we went, we got a ton of world champion recipes for it. We had celebrity chefs and real chefs and fans submitted. And instead of 100, we got up to 177.
That's unbelievable. So, and that particular recipe you mentioned does sound pretty tasty. Like
yes.
Palate wouldn't be expecting something like that. All right, hold on. Got to take a little break. We're going to have more Brian Baumgartner coming up.
Happy holidays to you and yours. This is On with Mario Lopez. We'll be right back.
Mario Lopez here talking chili with Brian Baumgartner, the author of Seriously Good Chili Cookbook. And how many of the 177 have you personally tasted?
Have I personally tasted? I'd say I've personally tasted a little over half.
Pretty good.
I have made significantly less than that. Yeah, I mean, we had a great team that was working. I mean, we kind of, if it was a world champion recipe, we kind of just gave that the end. I was like, well, who am I to say no to them?
Right.
Like they won a world championship. That thing's been going on 50 years. So we got a bunch of recipes from them. And so like that chicken one I just made myself a couple of weeks ago. I've been making different types and having a lot of fun with it.
Well, you can pick up the Seriously Good Chili Cookbook wherever you get your books. Hold tight, Brian. We got to play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. My guest is actor Brian Baumgartner, author of the Seriously Good Chili Cookbook. And is there a particular city or region who does chili best?
Well, we talk about that in the book. I don't know about best. I'm not going to stake I'm not going to endorse one specific region, but Kansas City, big Cincinnati,
well, yes, home of Skyline Chili. That's right.
Skyline Chili.
Yes,
that's right. And famously, they eat it over noodles, like spaghetti noodles.
Yes. And you know what? I've had that. It's pretty good.
Then there's kind of the whole Texas versus everybody else thing, which is the beans versus no beans debate.
Hmm.
The Texans don't eat beans in their chili, and they're very, very passionate and stubborn about it.
Really?
But I think both are delicious.
You're on Mario Lopez. Guest today is Brian Baumgartner from The Office. And you've also got a podcast, Off the Beat. Who you been talking to on there recently?
I'll tell you what. It's crazy. I've had Rainn Wilson and Carell and a bunch of folks on it from The Office and otherwise. These last three that we've recorded, one just came out yesterday. They might be some of my favorites. Busy Phillips, her story was so interesting, and in a way, the show she was on, Freaks and Geeks, kind of was Paul Feig and Judd Apatow kind of launched Judd and Paul Feig, who worked on The Office with me, Kevin Pollak, who I didn't realize, like, he's a legend in stand-up. I mean, we think of him as like the Usual Suspects,
right,
and A Few Good Men, and now all these movies now, but it was him and Dana Carvey and Robin Williams who were like the gods of stand-up.
I didn't know that about Kevin Pollak. He's a good actor.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool.
It was so cool and interesting to talk to him about our early days. And I had worked with Robin a few times. He obviously knew him really well from their old days. Sort of, talk about that. And then Paul Walter Hauser.
Oh, that's my guy. Love Paul Walter Hauser. That dude makes every project he's in better.
He makes everything better. And he is, he is so sweet.
He's such a nice guy, no doubt. All right, hold on, Brian. Got to take a break. We're going to wrap it up in just a moment.
Happy holidays from the entire On With Mario fam. More festive fun coming up.
Mario Lopez wrapping things up with actor Brian Baumgartner. And before we go, something I didn't know about you, Brian. You're a golfer, and I hear a pretty good one.
I love the game. It's the time, and I think everybody needs this. It's not about golf, but it's about everybody needs a thing that they do. I think it has to be activity based, but a thing that they do that makes everything else go away for them and just be with themselves, not thinking about, work or, you know, business or personal finance or like, you know, your relationships or like anything else. It's my, it is my, and it takes 4 hours as opposed to an hour, but it's my therapy. Like it really is. I go there and, you know, the question will come up afterward, like, oh, what'd you and John talk about? It's like, I don't know, golf. I was trying to hit the ball in the hole. And that's all I thought about for 4 hours. So for me, that's why, that's truly at this point why I love it.
I agree with you. And listen, pick up the Seriously Good Chili Cookbook wherever you get books. Brian, thanks so much for hanging out. Congrats on everything.
Thanks so much, dude. As always, my pleasure.
All right, brother. I'll see you.
All right. Cheers.
Mario Lopez here. We're helping you kick off your holiday shopping. These are some clever ideas that help you stick to your budget. But first, some more music. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. We're your official radio headquarters for great holiday gift ideas. Here are some clever ideas that are all under $25.
That's right. We have a Moscow Mule kit. It comes with mugs, cocktail mix, and a shot glass. Oh, you guys like that.
I love me a Moscow Mule. Very underrated drink.
USB heated mittens.
Huh. Okay.
Not kittens. Mittens. A salsa grow kit. You can make your own salsa from scratch.
I know you could grow salsa.
Okay.
Neither did I. A microwave s'mores maker. You can have s'mores all year long.
That's kind of cool, actually.
That's really
sweet
cool.
Sweet tooth in your life, yes.
A mini USB humidifier. It helps you avoid dry winters. Humidifiers are underrated. People don't realize how great they are for you.
Yep.
Want to learn more? Hit up the website, onwithmario.com. We'll be right back.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Had a lot of cool guests recently, and some of the conversation happens while the music is playing. So if you want to hear what we're talking about off the mic, we put all the chats up on our podcast. Just search On With Mario Interviews wherever you get your pods. Check it out. All right, more music now. Almost time for me to wrap things up for the night. Mario Lopez here. Still time for a request or two. So if you got a song you want to hear, tweet it my way. Add On With Mario and hang tight. One last thing to get to coming up next. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Mariah Carey is not the official Queen of Christmas. A court has denied her request to trademark the title. They also said no one can claim to be, quote, Princess of Christmas or the Christmas Princess. Mariah had wanted to put the phrase on clothing and ornaments, but other artists like Darlene Love and Elizabeth Chan said they also had a stake in the title. Seems fair.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, you have probably the most popular Christmas song
of all time.
Gia was playing it last night as she's showering. But no, why do you need that? Just, you can think of yourself as a princess, but that's as far as it's
there. It is
coming up. The countdown to Christmas continues in moments. This is On with Mario Lopez.
That's it. Big thanks again to both Brian Baumgartner and Solo Maradueña for zooming in. OnWithMario.com to relive my full chats with both of them. More fun tomorrow. Abbott Elementary's Lisa Ann Walter is going to join us. Plus, we're going to get the scoop on Dane Cook's new stand-up special when he zooms in. Got all that and more. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.